Okay, today is Daf Kuf Aleph. We're in Kuf Amud Beis. We are on the third line from the bottom. We are asking a kasha on Rebbe. The Gemara had ended up saying yesterday that Rebbe held that the night after a Misa is Aninas de Oraisa. And the Gemara says, is that true? Is Savar Rebbe Aninas Laila de Oraisa? For Tanya, it says in a Braisa, the following. It says, Hain Hayom, right? That was the answer that Moshe, that Aaron gave back to Moshe, why he didn't eat the Seir of Rosh Chodesh on that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when another Avinu died, he didn't eat the Seir of the Rosh Chodesh. And he said, he was an Onin. Aaron was an Onin. His son just died. He said, Hain Hayom, Hekrivu, V'achalti Chatos Hashem, Hayitev Beni Hashem, Hashem want me to do that? Right? That's what Aaron said back to Moshe. Right? Ani Hayom Aser. Right now, tonight, it's Aser. Today, it's Aser. V'layla Mutter. Tonight, let's say that was a Tuesday. I don't know what day it was. It was a Tuesday. So Aaron says to Moshe, today, Tuesday night is a different story. Ludoros, but forever, for future generations, Bein Hayom, Bein Halayla, Aser, Devar Rabbi Yehuda. But I have an exception, but for Doros it's going to be Aser even on Tuesday night. Rabbi Omer, Aninas Laila, Eino Medivrei Torah, Ela Medivrei Sofer. Right? It's not Aser Min HaTorah, it's only Aser Medivrei Sofer. Right? So what do you see from here? Rabbi says black and white, that Aninas at night is not Daraisa. So the Gemara says, you're right. La'olam, really, the Rabbanon, it's the Rabbanon. V'chachamim asu chizuk l'divrehem yoser mishal Torah. And the Chachamim gave chizuk to their words. They treated their gezira as if it was a daraisa. Okay? Fine. Okay. Now that we said that, so Tana Rabbanon. We learned in a Braisa, there were three karbonos brought, a lot of karbonos brought that day, but we're going to talk about three of them. It was the Rosh Chodesh. Also, Nachshon Ben Aminadav brought a carbon. Also, what was the third one? The third one was the Chatas of Amiluim, because there was a Shivas Mei Amiluim. So three different Chatases were brought that day. So it says, Tana Rabbanon, it says in the Braisa that there was also minchas brought, and regarding the mincha, it says, Kichein Tuvesi. Okay? That's one pasuk. Rashi says, Kichein Tuvesi, Biminchas, Shmini, Biminachos, Shmini Ksiv, Kichuas HaMincha. Fine. Then it says, Kasher Tzivesi. Then it says, Kasher Tziva Hashem. Says it three times. Kichein tzuvesi. What does that mean? Baninas yochluha. You can eat the baninas, the mincha. Okay? The Gemara makes a drasha. Yeah. Baninas yochluha. Kasher tzuvesi. B'shas maisa. That Moshe said, b'shas maisa. Another video. Dai b'shas maisa said it. Amar lohen. Kasher tziva Hashem. Lo me'elai ani omer. I didn't make this up, says Moshe. I didn't make this up. Kasher tziva Hashem. Thank you. Hashem told me to say this. I didn't make it up. Right? Okay. Okay. Now, what was Moshe saying when he said, I didn't make this up? It's not for me. I didn't make this up. Hashem told me to say it. What was he talking about? The certain parts of the one of these animals I was eating, the chazan, the shok, fine. Vermini, but 1 second. We have a kasha, because there's a braisa that says, Mipnei aninos nisrifa, that Aaron HaKohen didn't eat the chatas of the Rosh Chodesh, he burnt it. What? Right, he burnt it with an onin, that lekach nemar koele. That's why he said the word koele. Okay, what does ko'ela mean? Vatikreni osi ko'ela, the pasuk says. So, So if Aaron, if Hashem, if Moshe says to Aaron, listen, I didn't make this up, this is what Hashem wants, then how could Aaron say back, I did the right thing by not eating the Karban Chatos? Did Moshe tell him to do it or not? What's going on here? Right? So, it's a stira. On the one hand, Moshe says, Hashem told me to say it. On the other hand, Aaron was right not to do it. So which one is it? So,
why was he right not to do it?
What? Because he's known it, exactly.
Chatos, you're not supposed to burn.
Correct. So, but Moshe said, I didn't make this up. Hashem told me to tell you. So how do you reconcile that? Did Hashem tell him to tell her or not? It's a hard Gemara. Did Hashem tell Moshe or not? Moshe says, Hashem told me to do this, to tell you. Aaron says, what do you mean? I'm right. So what's going on here? So there are two ways to answer this question. Amar Shmuel lo kasha. It's two different people are saying these two different prices. Ha, Reb Yehuda. Ha, Reb Nachman. The first one's Reb Yehuda. The second one's Reb Nachman. The Tanya, who? I'm sorry, Nechemia, I'm sorry. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Mipnei Aninas Serufuha. The reason why Aaron burnt the seer of the Rosh Chodesh was because it was an Onin. Lekach Nemar, that's why it said, Ko'ele, Divrei Rabbi Nechemia. That's what Rabbi Nechemia says. So look at Rashi right here, Rashi right across. It says, Mipnei Aninas Nisrufa, Lekach Nemar Vetekirena Osi Ko'ele, Umatzinu Shehodilo Moshe. Moshe agreed with that, Dichsiv, Vayitav Be'inav. Moshe said he was right, Aaron's right. V'im epi ha'gvura shama heter aninus lebo bayom lama hoda. Why was he being moda? Right? So, one second. One second. So next Rashi says...
But this is the Korban Sefer, wasn't it?
1 second, we're going to get to everything. The Bnei Aninus Nisrafa, right? The next Rashi. Shol Hutra Lehem Aninus Lebo Bayom. There was no Aninus Heter that day. V'les Le'er Nechem Yehach Drasha Deba Aninus Yochluha. He didn't hold from that Drasha that you can either even know your own name. Elahachi Kamalo. Kichen Tzuvesi Sh'af Mincha Tzibor Zu Shalom Matzino Mincha Kreva Letzibor Kiyotzi Bod Necheles. Yeah, the Mincha you could eat, not the animal. V'al Aninus Lohuzkar Lemosha Lidrash Kalvachom and Mimaiser Ushes Kir Aaron Hodelo. Aaron's going to tell him a Kal v'chomer from Maaser Sheni, which Moshe forgot, and Moshe's going to say, you know, you're right. That's one answer. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, back to the Gemara, Mipnei Tuma Nisrafa. No, the reason why Aaron burnt it, the Seir of the Rosh Chodesh, not because he was an Onin, was because he got Tomei. Says Rashi, Shenaga ba Tuma, B'tumas, B'chatas, Shel Seir Rosh Chodesh, Shekrevi bo bayom, Shekar Mishkan bo Rosh Chodesh, Nisan hu, V'hu haya, Shmili miluim, Ushlosha Tsirim Krovu Babayom, Sir Nakshon, Sir Rosh Chodesh, Sir Shabal Lamais Lashah, that means the Miluim one, Dichsir, like it says, Kichu Sirizim Lachatos, Vashar Rosh Chodesh, Nishrifa, Kitabin Lakaman. Why did he burn that one? Oh, Dafka that one? Because it got Tomei. Very simple.
That's a hard one to answer.
Why?
Otherwise, the rest of them down the line, the next couple of days, he'd also be Tomei.
No, the animal got Tomei. The animal got Tomei. Something happened to it. So he didn't want to eat it.
Totally unrelated.
The animal got tummy. What?
A coincidence.
They got tummy. Happened to have gotten tummy. That's what they hold. The Tanoim hold that. It got tummy. He didn't get tummy. They got tummy. The animal got tummy. Now the Gemara is going to explain.
Sheretz
fell down on top of it. That's all. Shem ata omer b'nei aninus nisrafa. Because if you want to tell me that it was an onein, then how you shloshed and she is for food. Then he should have burnt all three. Why only burn the Rosh Chodesh one?
Right.
So, davar acher, how you roy la'ochlon la'erev. One answer is, because he was roy to eat it at night. This is one of the answers that, let's say it was a Tuesday, so Tuesday night he could eat it. Or, davar acher, v'alo Pinchas ha'yimahem. Pinchas was there.
So,
you want to tell me that nobody was able to eat it? Pinchas. First of all, by night it could have been eaten. Second of all, Pinchas could eat it. So,
I thought he was tummy.
What? Who said Pinchas was tummy? Who even knew Pinchas was there? The Gemara is going to answer that in a minute. The Gemara is going to say that on a base.
Well, there's a narrative that makes it sound like the Aeneas is what the case is.
Correct. It does make it sound like that. Right? Now, the first brisa that Moshe said to Hashem, Moshe said to Aaron, listen, Hashem told me to tell you to eat it. That's the second shita. That's a Yehuda who said what? The reason why Aaron didn't eat it was because it got tummy. What about Aninus? He should eat it. Oh, why didn't he eat it? A freak thing happened. It got tummy. A coincidence. The second one who said, Aaron told Moshe, what do you mean? I can't eat. I'm an Onin. That was the first Manda Amar, from Nechemya, who said that it doesn't eat Aninus. Why? Then what about, do we have two questions? Number one, what about Pinchas? And number two, what about the fact that every other thing, you should have burnt the other two also? So now we're going to go into the whole narrative. Rav, that was the first answer.
Why would Moshe be angry that he didn't eat it?
We're going to go through the whole conversation according to both shitas. Rava Amar, the second answer. Rava Amar, Idi v'idi Reb Nechemya. No, both hold it was Reb Nechemya's shita that held what? That Onin doesn't eat. Right? V'lo kasha. It's still not a kasha. Kan, the first Manda Amar, the first brisa where Moshe said, listen, Hashem's telling me to tell you to eat it. Why aren't you eating it? That was Kadshei Shah. That was the karbonos that were one time in history. Nachshon's karbon and the Miluim karbon. Kan, Bekadshei Doros. What Moshe, and the second brisa, when Aaron said, listen, I'm not eating it, that was talking about the carbon Rosh Chodesh, which every Rosh Chodesh in history is going to have a carbon like that. That was not special. Therefore, Aaron said that I'm not eating. Right?
He could eat the other ones.
He could eat the other ones. Right. Okay. So Rashi, yeah. Okay, fine. Now, Reb Nechemya, Hechi Mitaritz L'Haikra, for Rabbanan Hechi Mitaritz L'Haikra. So how do you read the Psukim there in Shmini, according to both of them? Here we go. Reb Nechemya Mitaritz L'Hu Hachi. Reb Nechemya is going to read them as follows. Starts off like this. Why didn't Moshe says to Aaron, why didn't you eat that animal? That carbon. Amalo Moshe la Aaron, Shema nichnas dama lefnai velefnim. Was the dam brought into the Kodesh Kedoshim, which passels the meat from being eaten, passels the carbon? Is that what happened? Right? The Netziv says that Nadav and Avihu brought in a ketoreth lekodesh kedoshim. So Moshe thought maybe he brought in the dam also. They brought in the dam also. Nadav and Avihu. Who knows what they did? So maybe they brought. That's the problem. Is that what happened, Aaron? Amalo, no. Hein lo huves dama. No, that didn't happen. That's not what happened. So Shema chutz lemechitzas yatzas. Maybe it went out of the azara. So therefore it got puzzled like that. Amalo lo bekodesh I said. It stayed here. So v'dilma v'aninas ikrif to say. Akrifsei upasal vadilma ba'aninos akriftei upasaltuha, right? Maybe they brought it in aninos. Another one of you brought. I'm sorry. Elazar and Isamar brought it in aninos. Their brothers just died, so they're aninim. Amalo, no Moshe v'chihem ikrivu. Did they bring it? Ani ikrafti. I brought it, and a kohen gadol is mutter to bring it as an onin. So amale. Hein lo huves dama uba kodesh hoisa. Now these are the psukim. Aaron said they didn't go anywhere. This dam, the dam didn't go anywhere. The animal didn't go anywhere. Bekodesh hoisa ochol tochlu asa kasher tzivesi baninas yochluha. Then you should have eaten it, says Aaron to then Moshe to Aaron. Then you should have eaten it. You're an owning. So what? You should have eaten it. Amalo vatekrena osi koela vachalti.
One line I just didn't catch it. Yeah.
Right. Amalo. So Aaron says back, Moshe. That's how you read it. Amalo, Moshe. V'chihem hikrivu. You think Elazar and Isamar brought it? Okay. And they're aninim, they're onained, and they have no right to bring it, because an onain can't do makriv. Ani ikrafti. I'm also an onain. Right. I'm also an onain. But I am different, because I'm the Kohen Gadol. So I'm allowed to. I know the halacha. They didn't do it. I did it. V'amale.
I thought Moshe was the Kohen Gadol.
What? On Amid Beis, the Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to ask that question on Amid Beis.
Only the week before Rosh Chodesh.
This is the day it switches.
Yeah.
Right? The Gemara is going to ask that question. So, Amalo, because what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, well, Pinchas could have eaten it. Right? Pinchas was all hanging around. So the Gemara is going to ask, what about Moshe? Moshe also could have eaten it. There's no one to eat it. Everyone's an owning. What about Pinchas? What about Moshe? So the Gemara's going to answer that question. Very interesting. So anyway, Amalo, Vatikreni Osi Ka'ela, Vachalti Chatasayom, Hidev Bene Hashem? What do you mean? I can't eat this. Shema, right? In other words, we're owning. You think if you think here, Hashem. You think if Hashem wants us to eat it, you think it's good for an Hashem. You think it's good. You think what Hashem wants? No. Shemalo shemata el bekachei shah. Yeah, you might have heard that, Moshe. That's only talking about the karbonos of kachei shah, the ones that are special. The kachei doros kavachom maser akal. The kachim of kachei doros means the seir of Rosh Chodesh. That is a regular Rosh Chodesh carbon. Every Rosh Chodesh is going to be brought like that. I have a kalvachomer from Maiser Sheni that I shouldn't be eating that. What's the kalvachomer? Kalvachomer, Maiser HaKal. Ma Maiser HaKal. Maiser, which is Kal. Why is Maiser Kal? Why is Maiser Kal? Anyone can eat Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Nevertheless, Amar Torah lo achalti ba'oni menu b'kodesh, lo achalti ba'oni menu. Someone who's an onen can't eat Maiser Sheni. Right? You have to declare that when I was an onan, I didn't eat Maiser Sheni, which means an onan can't eat Maiser Sheni. So kachei doros l'kolshkin. So a kachim of a chatas for a Rosh Chodesh. Of course, a onan can't eat that. That's why I didn't eat it. So miyad v'yishma Moshe v'itav v'einav. Moshe heard that, and he said, "Oh, you know what?
You're right.
Yeah." One second. Right, the Netziv says that Moshe sent out a notice, sent out an email. I want everyone to know that Aaron was right and I made a mistake. Listen to this. Aaron was right and I made a mistake. You find a guzzle saying that? Aaron was right. The exact lashon was, Ani to'isi bahalacha, I made a mistake. Aaron ba v'limed osi. Aaron came and taught me the right halacha. I made a mistake. Right? The Netziv said, why did Moshe do that? That's not why he did it. Listen to this. L'lamed l'chachme hador u'ladoros habayim. To teach all future generations. Shlo yeh adam gadol bosh v'nisa l'hoz b'thayiz. But don't be so... You could also say you made a mistake once. It happens. People make mistakes.
I said this to my wife.
I said God...
What about
the general rule that if the gadol poskins, whether he's right or wrong, that's the
psak,
and a lesser person comes? So I don't know if it was a psak, it was just a conversation.
Okay.
He asked Aaron, why didn't you eat it? So Aaron said, I'll tell you why. You're right.
Okay.
Right?
That's fine.
So, Hodeh, he admitted it. V'lo bo shmo shalom, v'lo shamati. He wasn't embarrassed. Oh, I didn't hear that. Ella, that's not what he said. Shamati, I heard it. V'shachachti, and I forgot. I knew that halacha. Not like I never heard it before. I forgot. You pointed out to me. You're right. I forgot. He's a human being. It's amazing, Vart. Yeah.
Believe.
What?
Hard to believe you made a mistake.
Well, he was a bit shocked.
The first time he came up, Nachman. Yeah.
What do you mean?
The first time he came up, Rosh Chodesh.
Okay.
Right. Exactly. Say, so you
know,
you
says
right. Right.
Okay.
The Chida says something interesting, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a double embarrassment, because there's a Gemara that says, or the Medrash that says, that when Moshe broke the Luchos, that was what caused Shechacha in Torah, breaking the Luchos. So it's all Moshe's fault. So Moshe was double embarrassed.
Wow.
It's all my fault of the Shechacha, because I broke the Luchos. So he was doubly embarrassed. He still said it. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, what about them? They say that the reason why Aaron and Cohen didn't eat the chatas had nothing to do with anidus. He should have eaten it in anidus. Why didn't he? It got tummy. A freak thing happened. It got tummy. So, hechim mitaritz lehu. How do you read the psukim? Hechim mitaritz lehu. You read it as follows. Madu lo achaltem es chatas v'agam hakodesh. Why didn't you eat it, Aaron? Shema nichnas dam alafnai v'alafnim. Did the blood go? Did Nadav and Avihu take the dab in the Kodesh Kedoshim? No, Amalohein, no, Lohein Lohuvetz Dama. They didn't do that. Shema Elma Kodesh HaPinima, to the Kodesh HaKodesh, fine. Shem Mechutz Mechitza Zeh Yatzas, maybe it went into the Mechitza, maybe you took it out of the Azara. Amalo no Hain, but Kodesh HaYatzas, didn't leave. So, V'dilma Ba'aninas Akrifte Upesalte, maybe they brought it and they were Aninim, another man of you. Elos of Yisamar brought it as Onanim, right? Because their brother just died. Amalo no. Moshe, Haini Griva de Basalte Ba'aninas, well, you think they brought it? No. Aneik Rivisa, I brought it, and I'm allowed to bring it as an Onanim because I'm the Kohen Gadol. So, V'dilma, listen to this one. V'dilma says Moshe to Aaron, Dilma maybe, Agav Mirirayichu, because he was so bitter that you lost your two sons, Pashatu ba v'itme'e. You were Poshea and a katame. Is that what happened? Amalo, Moshe, Kachani be'enecha. I'm telling you, Shani mevadze kachay shemayim, v'tekreni osi ka'ela. You think I would make that mistake? Afilu ela v'ko'ela. Even if more tragedy would happen to me. Ein ani mevadze kachay shemayim. That's not what happened. That's not what happened. I wouldn't do that. Amalo vihein lohuves dama ubakodesh hoisa ochot techulsa bakodesh kasher tivisi baninis yochluva. So then why didn't you eat it? Amalo shemalo shemata ela balaila. Maybe you want to tell me you can only eat it at night because you're an onain and you can only eat it at night afterwards. Di bayom kavachomer maisa akal. Because otherwise you have a kavachomer for meiser. What's the kavachomer? Ma meiser akal omra Torah. Lo achalti ba'oni mimenu, meiser sheni, which you can't eat it when you're an onain, which is, and it's much more kuladik than kachim, so kache chomer lo kolshkein, so for sure kachim, you shouldn't, was that what happened? Miyad, v'yishma Moshe, v'yitav, be'enav, right? Lo bosh Moshe lomar, lo shamati, ela shamachti, v'shachachti. So what happened? Aaron said, no, you know why I didn't eat it? Because I was waiting for the night. Because now I can't have an onin. I thought I was going to eat it. And what happened? It got tummy. Right? He should have waited till the night to eat it. Because at night, already, he's not going to be a problem. But tuma bones, but tuma happened. Tuma happened. So that's why I burned it. I was going to eat it at night, Moshe. Because I was going to eat it at night. Because I made a kal v'chomer from my, so I can't eat it now. I was going to eat it at night. But what happened? Tumah happened. Freak thing. That's why I burnt it. And I couldn't save it. Okay?
He ate the other two, right?
What?
He ate the other two?
Yes. Yeah. That's what it implies, yes.
The only issue is the soul track of the Torah is not in the Torah.
It is. Okay. Those words, Hein Lo Huva, is in the Torah.
But this whole...
So, when you read it in the Torah, what's going on here? So, you need all this background. It sounds... It's very, very terse in the Torah. It's too brief.
This whole discussion...
Right, the whole discussion is not really fleshed out in the Torah.
It's not fleshed out in the Torah.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, you're leaving it to your own interpretation.
Yeah. Well, okay. Have you heard Rabbi Coleman's explanation of the simonim that Rachel gave today?
Yeah, okay, we'll do that later.
No.
Bishlam al-Rabbanon. It makes sense according to the Rabbanon. What do the Rabbanon hold? Right? That at night he could eat it. That's why Hainu Dichsiv Hayom. That's why Aaron stressed, I can't eat it now. Because I'm an Onin. Tonight I'll be able to eat it. What happened? A freak tumah happened. But I was going to wait at night. That's why it says Hayom.
It got
tummy. Rashi does.
Was sacrificed.
Correct. That's why he couldn't eat it. Only that one. Rashi says, "Hanu d'chsev hayom." Ani onin v'ochel hayom chatos. Shemalo shemata el b'layla. Only at night. El Rebbe Nechemia. But according to Nechemia, who said what? The issue was aninus. My hayom. What does it mean hayom? Says Rashi. El Rebbe Chanina de Amar. Mash hutter lehem hutter afilu b'yom. Could go kachay shah. Right. Umay she asar netzah af b'layla. What Aaron was allowed to eat, he can even eat by day. And what he wasn't allowed to eat, he couldn't eat the night afterwards either. He could never eat it. Why? Because you're an onin Monday, you're an onin Monday night too.
I thought we just did that the opposite.
That's what he's saying. You're an onin Monday, you're an onin Monday night also. So it's hayom. What's the word hayom? Today. Nothing to do with today. Right? So so the Gemara answers, no, what he meant was chovas hayom. The chovas hayom, meaning the seer of Rosh Chodesh. Right? Okay. According to Rabbi Chemia, that's why it says Hein Hayom, right? That what? That right now, he's talking about the carbon of the Rosh Chodesh. Right now, I can't eat it. I'm an onein. But Kadshei Doros, every month from now on in Ezra's history, whenever there's a Beis HaMikdash, someone's going to eat it, right? El Rabbanan, my Hein Hayom. What do you mean Hein Hayom? He's not eating it. He wasn't supposed to eat it till the night. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, Hein Hikrivu, they didn't bring it, I need it grafty. I'm the one who brought it. Okay.
But Hayom could also be the carbon tum in his brother Hidei.
What?
Hayom could be the carbon tum in his brother
Hidei. No, he meant, he wasn't asking about the carbon tum, he was asking about the chattises.
But Hayom.
Right, okay, fine. Amar Mar, now we said, Hayul Shloshton Shiyisrifu, that he should have burned three. Now we're going back to what we said on Amar Aleph. My Shloshton, what are the three? The Tanya, Vesira Chattas, Darash Darash Moshe. And about this Sira Chattas, Moshe was trying to figure it out. Sir, Zu, Sir Nachshon. So one, the word Sir references to Nachshons. Chattas, Zu, Chattas Shmini. The word Chattas references the Chattas Shmini, the Meluim. And Darash, Sir, Sharosh Chodesh. And the second Darash is the Sir of Rosh Chodesh. Yachal Shlosh and Nisrifu, I would think all three have to be burnt. Tamad Lomar, no. Vinei Sorif, Echad Nisraf, Flosh Shlosh and Nisrifu. Only one has to be burnt, not all three. Darash, straight Jerishos Lama. What do you mean Darash, Moshe? What do you have to make two Darshanings for? What's the... Amar Lahu, the Nemachat Zu Nisrifa. Why is this one being burnt? The Elu Munachos. Right? The Elu Munachos. The Elu Munachos means... and the other two, you left them over. So it means until the night. The Eni Adea Ezel. I don't know which ones you left over, which ones you didn't leave over. Why did you burn one and two you didn't burn? Why is that? I don't know why. Kishu Omer, V'alsa Nosin Lachem, L'Seifis Avon Eida, Havi Omer Zesh Zir Shavosh Chodesh. That's the Zir Shavosh Chodesh, that's the one you left over. So, Shapir Kamale, right?
Left over what, for the night?
Yeah, for the night. In other words, the Seir of Nachshon and the Miluim, he left over. He can eat it. He can eat it now, he can eat it till the night also. He's allowed to eat that. I is an onin, but it's a special, he's allowed to eat it. So Shapir Ka'amar Le.
How come they didn't burn the other two?
Right. So Reb Nechemi L'taimei, Damar Kadshei Shah, Lo Pasluhu Baninas. No, those didn't become Pasluhu Baninas. The Kadshei Shah, the one time in history
exactly
ones.
Right.
Those were good. Okay. Then we said, Amar Mar, Hayalo Lechlo L'Erev. He could have eaten it at night. That's what we said before. Shapir Kamale, it's a good taina. Kasavar, Aninas Laila Daraisa. They held Aninas Laila Daraisa, it wasn't an option. Davar Acher, another pshat is, Faya Pinchas Haya Imohem. Pinchas was there. Someone could eat it. Pinchas wasn't an onin. You're not an onin if you lose your uncle. That's what, not an onin for that. So Pinchas Haya Imohem, Shapir Kamale, it's a good taina. Savar La Kirvi Elazar, Damar Belazar, Rabbi Chanina, Lonis Kahin Pinchas Ad Shehargu Uzimri. Pinchas didn't become a Kohen until he killed Zimri. Okay?
So he was Yisrael until then?
Yes. Yes. Right?
That's a nice upgrade.
What?
That's a nice upgrade.
Why is that true? Why didn't he become a Kohen?
The son of a Kohen isn't a Kohen?
No.
He was born after
they became Kahanim.
Right.
And only...
He was born before
they became Kahanim. Who became Kahanim? Aaron and the four sons. Not Pinchas. So Pinchas is stuck. So why didn't Hashem make him Kohen already?
Wow.
Why not? So that's what the Aruch Chaim says. Aruch Chaim says to give him the supposed to put him on a pedestal later on when he's going to kill Zimri. That's what the Aruch Chaim says. The Tzitzit Chachamim says he wasn't 13 yet. They want to make him Kohen. He wasn't 13. There was a whole inauguration. He was a kid. He was a little kid. Okay, 40 years later, he'll be an adult. He was a little kid. That's why he didn't want to do it. Okay, either one.
So when Aaron became a Kohen, you're saying it wasn't meant to be future generations?
Dichtiv! V'haytilo ulazar achar bris kunat olam. Right? Your children that come after you. Pinchas is already around. He's already running around. So he's not included. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi is a different part. Listen to this. He didn't become a Kohen ad shishem shalim bein ha-shvatim until he made peace. What? Shasam shalom ben ha-shvatim. Until he made peace among the shvatim. Shinemar, like it says, you know, in the end of Sefer Yoshua.
Oh.
He wasn't a kohen until then. But it never happened. Shinemar, v'yishma pinchas ha-kohen v'nesi ha-eda v'roshi alfa Yisrael. You hear that? He didn't become a kohen till the end of Sefer Yoshua, which is 40. Yoshua was a ruler for 40 years. 40 years at the end of Sefer Yoshua became a kid. He became a kohen. Well, he must have been in his 80s.
That's impossible.
That's what the Gemara says.
That's it. But
why not?
He was.
1 second. But the pasuk says, right? The pasuk says that he's going to become a kohen.
Right then afterwards.
Wait, you have to wait another 40 years. Now, ki k'siv ahu bebracha hu zichsiv. That's just a bracha. Bracha, it was a bracha that you're going to have a kahuna. Doesn't necessarily mean you are going to be a kohen. It's a bracha. Says Tosfos, Ho bracha hu d'tziv, Shebarcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem blessed him, Sheyeye kohen, Umiyad hayayachal lios kohen, Ela shetchila tzarech lahalbisho ulumoshcho ulechancho b'chavitin, kidin hedyotos, hameschanchin b'chavitin, kamerina b'sof hatchiles, right? Aval, in other words, that's how you become a kohen. Every kohen, by the way, when they turn 13, I don't know, maybe it was not 13, it was at some point, whenever they didn't become a kohen, they brought karbonos to inaugurate them as a kohen. Him too. Then Tosfos says, Av Hashem alone esratu lo kol Yisrael ba'osa shah. Maybe the Bnei Yisrael were not so receptive to him. He's a kohen? Why? Bnei Shaharag Nasi lo shevet. He killed somebody. What kind of kohen is this? Yeah, he was a Rasha. So what? Let the Bezin kill him. Was he running to kill him with a spear? No. Ad Shasham Shalom Ben Ashvatim, Bimei Yeshua. Until he made peace 40 years later. Ah, that's a good man. We don't mind him being a Kohen. He could be a Kohen. For us, it's Ratulo, Vilbishu, Umashcheu, Vichanchu, Bechavitin. You hear what Tosfos is saying? The unbelievable Tosfos.
Yeah.
Right?
He wasn't really
going
just as a practice
for us. What? Yeah, he wasn't really a Kohen. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Yeah. I know.
When did he kill Zimri?
He killed Zimri at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar. They're saying he didn't become a Kohen for 40 more years.
Right.
What do you mean? I said that already. Calls him Pinchas HaKohen. Yeah. What do you mean he wasn't a Kohen? He says he's Pinchas HaKohen. No, I really Achet Zar Achrov. That was just to say, well, listen, he's from that family.
Right.
He was from that family. That's just to give the ichus of the family. Was he really a Kohen? No.
Wow.
It's unbelievable part.
And his children wouldn't become Kohen either?
What?
How about his children? Wouldn't become Kohen until also? Or you'll play after?
Okay.
That doesn't make sense.
Now, the Gemara asks your question about Moshe. Amar Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol, Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of a Kohen Gadol, whatever that means, v'cholek b'kachei shemayim haya, and he was eating the kachem like a Kohen. Shenemar, me'el ha-miluhum l'moshe hayu l'mana. Moshe got a portion of that also. So Meisvei, if that's true, follow Pinchas hayu imahen, the Gemara asked in Amar Aleph, well, Pinchas was there, so why couldn't you have to burn it, get somebody around? Pinchas was around. V'misa, le'mahalo Moshe hayu imahen. Moshe was also there. So what do you have to burn it for? Let Moshe eat it. V'dilma, listen to this. Shiny Moshe, Moshe was different. D'tarud b'shechina. He was busy with Hashem. I have time to eat. He's busy with Hashem. Damar mar, Moshe b'ashkama ama, Allah b'ashkama yarad. He went up in the morning, spent all day in Shemayim. He came down in the afternoon. He came down in the morning. He was never around. Rashi says, listen to this Rashi. V'loha yatar b'shechina. V'loha yotzeik b'achilas kachim. He couldn't be busy with Achilas Kachem. Shadibur Tardo Lios Tamid Mahar Mibokev Aderev. He was busy all day long, says the next Rashi, Bashkama Allah Lahar. Bime Matan Torah, that's talking about. Kishahaya Olav Yorid, Lakadish Ha'am, Lahashav Estivriya Amal Hashem, Uparaka Be'akiva, Mesechta Shabbat, Alma Tarad Haya. You see, Moshe was very busy. Asks Aaron Leib Shteyman, he had to eat.
Right.
Doesn't say he didn't eat. When he was in Shemayim, he didn't eat. But now, by the Miluim, he wasn't in Shemayim. What do you mean he's Tar B'Shechina? What does that mean? He doesn't answer it. Did he have to eat? He was a human being. As little as a tzaddik, whatever, he still has to eat. So he could have eaten. What do you mean he was Tar? What kind of answer is that?
With all the needs that were going around at that time,
what?
That's you don't believe it. You don't believe it actually happened. That's ridiculous.
He says, "Zadeh Zadei Loha Yemoshim is Anakal Azman." He didn't fast his whole life.
Okay, so
right?
So maybe he ate on the way until he got there.
What?
Maybe he ate on the way until he got there.
Yeah. It seems even odd to me that, you know, if he was in the presence of the Shechina, how could you have been angry with
the... Not only that, the statement asked, these psukim are talking about Har Sinai. Once Har Sinai was over, Hashem spoke to Moshe in the Ol Moed. He didn't have to go up any mountains. He didn't have to climb down any mountains. It was in the Ol Moed. What is Rashi? What is he talking about? So he leaves the Ol B'Tzarachim. What? No. They're in the Book of Mishkan now. That was by Matan Torah.
Yeah.
Once Yom Kippur came, the second Luchos was brought down on Yom Kippur. That's it. They go back into the mountain. As a matter of fact, you're allowed to go on Har Sinai today. It doesn't have any Kedusha. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. Right, the motion was Torah, hopefully it doesn't make any sense. Okay, he asked that question, so I can ask it. Anyway, Meishvei, 1 minute, it says, Lechem Elokav Mikotche HaKotchim Menakotchim Yochel. So it says, Mikotche HaKotchim Umenakotchim. You can eat from the Kotchim and from the Kotche HaKotchim. So, Im Nemru Kotche HaKotchim, Lama Nemru Kotche HaKalim. Why does it say both? Im Nemru Kotche HaKalim, Lama Nemru Kotche HaKotchim. Why does it say both? Ilu, here's why. Ilu Nemru Kotche HaKalim. If it wouldn't have said kachet kalim, Ayisi Omar would say kachet kachim with the ochel. An onen can eat kachet kachim. Shari hutru lo lazar uvilahen. Because a he's talking about a balmum. He's talking about a balmum. A balmum can eat kachet kachim and kachet kalim. If you would have told me only kachet kachim, I would say kachet kachim he's allowed to eat. You know why? Because a zor is allowed to eat kachet kachim. Really? When does a zor allowed to eat kachet kachim? Shari hutru lazar. It was mutter to a czar, right? Vilahen, and to them.
Where's that?
Moshe Rabbeinu. Right. Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Kohen, and yet he was given the Elam Yiluim, right? Since it says that a czar is allowed to eat kachet kachim, so then why can't a balmum eat kachet kachim? Right? Kachet kalim lo yochel. But kachet kalim, that's too... No, he shouldn't eat kachet kalim. Vilu nemar kachet kachim, he's omer kachet kalim ochel, yeah, kachet kalim he should eat, shehein kalim be kachet kachim. Shehein kalim, because it's so makel. Kachet kachim lo ye ochel, kachet kachim should not, lakach nemru kachet kachim, lakach nemru kachet kalim. Right? Anyway, katani miha, it says, shehutter zor vilahen, lav Moshe, isn't that Moshe? So it's another riot. What do you mean Moshe was Torah? What kind of answer was that? There's another riot that Moshe was eating as a Zor. So what do you see Zor could eat? So Moshe says, no. Amr of Sheshes, no. It doesn't mean Zors. It doesn't mean Moshe. Lo. It means Babama Lazar. It means a Bama. Kedivre Ha'omer Yesh Mincha Bibama. That goes according to the Shita that holds that you can bring a Mincha as a Bama and you can eat that and you're not a Kohen. It doesn't matter. That's what it meant. Doesn't mean Moshe Rabbeinu, so it's not a kasha that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to eat the kachim. Now, the Gemara is going to have Omer Aleph is almost all Agadata tomorrow. So, it's time for Agadata, some Agadata after very hard 6 months. So, we'll stop here, we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.